542 isikhathi sethume kanjalo mase Jackson sebhasini usilalele usilele khona ekasilakho endaweni nawo ukukhona mhlawu sesipanini ngane ukuthi ulungiselele uphuma ushayisa ubheke emsebenzini umsazi nakho siphuma nawe namhlanje kuseni noma siyongena nawe ngiyazi abanye mase Jackson nje manje babheke esipanini ezahlukahlukene omunye umuntu uhlezi ulalele njengamanje ecabanga ukuthi kunenkinga yezimali I don't know how to save mhlawu ucabanga ama savings akho ubona kahle ukuthi azuthini hayi kahle kahle azuthini anginama savings mina angazi uma ngathiwa nje uyalala manje kuyokwenzakalani ngezinto ezifana lezo you know sizokhuluma no sis Janet namhlanje emsazweni akho hamba phambili iJoseph FM 105.8 uzosixoxa sobe sixoxisana naye kabanzi ngeindaba ezithinta ke izimali ngani kwethu emsazweni akho nanokuthi ke singakwazi kanjani ke ukusave imali zethu singabantu ngenza kwethu ngoba ke saving ibalekile kakhulukazi when we check isikhathe sesiphila kusona kubalekile ukuthi nje uhlale unayo ingxenye ethile ngiyayithanda ke koneke ithipa akanikezana ngayo laphana ke ethi always plan ahead the financial peace that comes with spending as a blend can never be matched nakanjani emsazweni akho ngeke ngikhuluma zonke izindaba zemali khona sis Janet sawbona mama ekusena sikwamukela
sawbona andile and the listeners how are you
siphilile ndlovukazi right wena
ngiphilile kakhulu ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nibe nami namhlanje kuseni
siyabonga kakhulu kuyinyanga yabomama sizoyigoqa nje kungekudala inyanga yabomama mfethu how was the month of women
It was beautiful. It was beautiful, Kakulu, for me, and I hope it was the same for the other women as well. Yeah. And I'm always out there trying to advocate and share as much financial knowledge so that women can have their financial independence,
wow.
Which gives them peace.
Mm.
So thank you so much. Yes.
No, that's good. That's good. Ngabantu ababalekile nina. And you know, my granny taught me something. Ukuthi uma ufuna ukubona imali yakhe ikhula
boyinikeza
unkosikazi wakho yami iqiniso le
angiyena unkosikazi as yet but ngiyacabanga kuyiqiniso kakhulu so I've seen it with other ladies and married men I hope they can attest to this abo mama we are given this gift by God
yeah.
to nurture everything umnika noma 1000 rand she's going to make sure she stretches and make sure that it works for the entire household So ngiyacabanga this is a gift that God has given us and I hope men appreciate that and leverage on it more than anything. Thank you.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Mhlambe someone is listening njengamanje basilalele emakhaya njengamanje they want to know ukuthi who is Janet mhlambe ngamancane nje amafupho amancane nje ubani uJanet?
Janet is an accountant. I need to make this declaration that I am not a financial advisor.
Mm.
I am an accountant by profession with over 8 years experience in the financial services industry. So I saw the need being a young person in social media. I'm only 28. I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram. I see beautiful posts, but we often don't understand when you see another young person driving big cars, living a luxurious life, how do they make that life and we do as people get you know excited and inspired to want to live that life but
sure.
have an understanding on how do you live that life that you want and still be financially at peace and not be living a luxurious life on your Instagram but you are drowning in debt so Janet is somebody who's really passionate about financial literacy and I'm trying to advocate it as much as I can to our black community as well because we never really have the privilege of having families with money and they teach us how to save money and use money wisely and be able as well to build an empire so I'm hoping that with the knowledge that I'm sharing from the privileged perspective of being an accountant will help other young people as well to be able to live their best life and be financially debt free more than anything let's just stay away from debt guys
amandla bokodo amandla bokodo so sijene azisingena kuyona ke indaba yethu namhlanje mfethu I want to know why saving is important
I'm just going to share these 5 tips with you and the listeners today.
Okay.
And the first one for me, I would say emergency more than anything.
Mm.
Save because you never know when you're going to need that money. And when that situation that is unforeseen, like COVID, nobody was prepared for COVID at all. People lost jobs because of COVID. And if you didn't save during that period where you were off in Semenzin, it would have been a difficult period. For most people it would have been a difficult period so make sure that you save because life will always bring unforeseen events and you don't want to be during that unforeseen event and
That's
be wasting money
yeah.
or going through it dead And then secondly, for young people, young professionals who are getting into the workspace, whichever industry that you're in, there would come a time when you need to be mobile so that you can make more money.
Yes, I
save
yeah,
from the first pay save, because you're going to want a car. And I would always advise that, yes, we all want this luxurious car, but make sure with your first car you go as basic as possible, and you don't spend money unnecessarily. Because the moment you get your first job and you want to go as luxurious as somebody who's been working 10 years, you're going to have a financial problem, and you're trying to avoid that. And when you save, if you're getting your first car, you are able to put in a higher deposit that reduces your interest rate.
Okay.
Reducing your interest rate means you are able to pay off the car way quicker, and you save yourself money. And then secondly, thirdly, with property as well, there comes a time where you want to move out of home.
Yeah,
as a guy or as a lady, you know, you can't keep sneaking in a girl at home. You want to have your own space. So when that time comes, there's things such as bond and transfer costs that most of the time new buyers are not aware of, and you want to save for that bond and transfer cost. And once you've got your property registered in your name, if you're buying your property, you want to put in a higher deposit. That higher deposit reduces your interest rate as well. So you get the benefits of lower interest rates and being able to put up 100 rand extra or 200 rand extra on your bond that you can also withdraw later when things get tough. Because finances get ups and downs as we grow as people. As life happens, you get ups and downs. And there are moments where you need a little bit of boost, and that's where your saving become your saving grace for you. It becomes your insurance, basically. Okay. And then fourthly, we're growing up, we want kids, and people are already there at that point where they have kids. And there comes a time where kids want to go to school. They want to go to university after high school. They want to go to school, and you want to give your kids the best education possible.
Yeah.
And what's the better way of giving your kids the best education possible without being stressed out as well as a parent? So that's where you come in and save. Save from the moment your child goes to a crèche. Because I promise you, people who are out there paying school fees, they'll tell you school fees is expensive. I'm not a parent myself, but I keep hearing people saying school fees is expensive. And when you go on website and check, if school fees is there,
that's true.
So you want to be prepared for that as a parent as well, and not have a financial stress when that moment comes. And then lastly, as young people, we want to live our best life, traveling. We want to go to Dubai.
Yes,
we want to go to Greece.
Yes.
You know, you want to make your Instagram look good, popping that champagne. But you don't want to be popping a champagne on a beer budget that you can't afford.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the better way of living your best life? Be in Paris, be in Greece, and be popping champagne without having a financial stress, other than saving in advance. You know you want to travel once or twice a year. So start saving the moment you know that in December, I want to be going. Start saving now and be ready for that time, so that when you're on your holiday, you don't have any stress at all. So those are my top five for today on why is it important to save. And I hope people will take some of the tips and make sure that they save.
Well,
because I vouch for saving.
Me and
my
Nigeria.
Savings were everything for me.
Me and
for
Nigeria,
you as well.
Yeah.
Please, please tell me you're saving.
I'm saving.
Please
you
tell
words.
Me you're saving.
Yeah. I've said,
underwear.
Yeah.
Is it a woman behind?
No, it's men behind.
It's a man behind. Who's this man?
Yeah, but thank you so much for your time. You're talking on social network.
I am definitely on social media. I have a website as well, janetshabangu.com, J-A-N-E-T, Shabangu with an S, not a T, .com. And on Instagram, it's Janet, J-A-N-E-T-T-T, underscore S-A.
Thank you so much for your points.
Thank you so much. I look forward to the next time. Thank you.
Salute, mama. Thank you so much. All right.
All righty.